Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I remember this. We've been off the air for about a week. But one of the things I saw, and I'm glad I found it out, remembered it this morning, was some chick named Madison Bergman, who apparently was the star of Would You Suck Face with a Fifth Grader. I didn't know that was a new show.
Yes, she would.
Yeah, she was a teacher and sucking face with a fifth grader, but she was engaged, and her dude, her fiance, said, nah. Yeah, it's off.
Good.
And they're engaged for July, and he said...
And a fifth grader is 10, 11?
Ish, yeah, probably.
The headline said a 10-year-old. Yeah.
Wow.
Fifth grader, yeah. I didn't know that show was greenlit, though, you know.
I have a nephew who's 10, and I think he just started wiping his ass.
Yeah, I can't imagine I can imagine a 10-year-old kid leaning over to a 10-year-old girl and kiss her on the cheek or maybe on the lips, but not sucking face. And then especially with a grown woman. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Turn that around. I mean, because I know we make fun of the situation, but turn that around. And don't try to think too hard on this one, but think about that. A grown man and a 10-year-old girl. I mean, they're both pedophilia, obviously, right? Yeah.
I mean, we pay attention to a lot of these news stories. I don't know if I've heard the number 10.
No,
that's elementary kid.
Yeah.
Like, usually they're at least middle school.
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, seems better now.
Yeah. It does seem better now.
At least she was in middle school.
Yeah, he didn't get to seventh grade yet.
She bribed him with Hot Wheels and fruit snacks.
Yeah. So,
in the morning.
The wedding is off.
Yeah.
The wedding is off, the guy
said.
And, you know, it's on the New York, New York Post website, and there's pictures of him. You know, like Nick and I always laugh about, there's pictures of them just hanging out. You know, they have all their engagement photos up here and everything.
They put the husband on there?
He's right there.
Dirty. Oh, look at that.
Right
there he is.
Man.
He doesn't suspect a thing.
No.
And who would suspect that?
Right.
No.
And if you did, you've got to run away.
Yeah, he said he was sick about it. I mean, he said it's just gross. I mean,
yeah.
He can't even fathom it. You know, he can't even fathom it. Right?
Would she meet him on Fortnite?
I don't know. She's a teacher, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
God. Yeah. It's crazy.
When you think, listen, she's just an average looking cute girl, but that's not the point. I don't know if a 10-year-old looks at anybody that age. You know, they might look at a girl that's 14. You know what I mean? Like the girl and the older girl around the neighborhood, that might be who they look at. But the whole way up to what, 20 something?
Yeah, she was
a grown woman, man.
She's 24. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know?
Nothing like that was even crossing my mind at 10.
No, I can't think of
it. I was years away from a boner.
He was 11. It says 11 in the story.
Okay.
So.
It all changes
now. That's okay. Yeah.
It all changes now. Good for him. Do we have any Deadpool hits, Puss, in the week we're off?
A few small ones. Nothing that affected the top of the leaderboard. But
anybody have Dwayne Eddy, man?
Yeah, a couple of people had Dwayne Eddy.
Yeah, rock star from the 50s, yeah.
Sir Derek Von Duschenbag.
Nice.
Got a hit.
Had Dwayne Eddy, right?
No. And Thod of Gunder
at
Dwayne Eddy. Then also a guy named Paul Auster, A-U-S-T-E-R, is a writer.
Okay.
He died. Cuck Grassley had him.
That's funny.
And
that's funny.
And the golfer Peter Oosterhaus, is that how it's pronounced?
Oh yeah.
Talking about poop, y'all had him.
How old was Peter Oosterhaus?
I think like 75, 76.
Yeah, I didn't think it was all that old.
No.
And then there was a Lord of the Rings guy.
Yeah, nobody had him.
Nobody had that dude. Okay,
he was also the captain of the Titanic. In the movie Titanic.
In the movie, okay. I saw in the movie, not in real life. Yeah.
They said he was like he was the only guy to ever be in two movies that won 11 Oscars each.
Random that way, too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, good, so no, nobody had that guy. Forget his name.
I found that picture of this couple with the wife who made it with a 10-year-old. If you had to guess out of the couple who was going to make out with a 10-year-old,
you think it was
you
him.
Would not guess her.
Yeah, like a good Christian
completely
couple,
innocent
they,
dude. You're just throwing him under the bus like that.
Yeah.
He's totally a victim here, too.
Yeah. Well, he chose that haircut.
Yeah. Smiling on his way to being happy. Yeah. Oh, she likes 10-year-olds.
Right. Well, he's got this, even the fiance, had kind of a baby face.
Yeah.
Well, the one
what does he have that I don't have? Like a recess.
Yeah.
What do I have that he doesn't have? Pubes.
Well, no, who's got the pubes now?
The husband. Well, the fiance.
The fiance's got
his
pubes.
Husband looks like he has a collection of pubes.
Yeah. See, this is why you don't put the pictures up of the victim. The guy
did nothing.
Nothing. Did nothing. And Nick's just going brutal on the guy. Right.
Did nothing at all.
He did. He just sat around waiting for her to come home from school, thinking, oh, she's safe there. Oh, no, she's sucking face with a fifth grader. Great.
Oh.
All right. Jesus.
Yeah, that seems, I don't know why that just seems worse than like the middle school kid. Like,
of course it does.
It, 2 years later, for some reason, seems better.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all terrible.
But you're right. Yeah.
And you got to figure the dad of this woman has already plunked down a bunch of money for the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it was only a couple months away, there was a lot of deposits.
Now, what's your charge, by the way? There was no sex involved, right?
It was one count of first-degree child sexual assault.
Oh, because you're sucking face with them.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Note to self.
Yeah. Released on $25,000 bond.
Man.
I mean, even if she's a first-time offender, which I'm assuming
she is. Yeah, I'm sure she is.
That's still, you're probably doing some time on that.
It was a red flag when she bought a new BMX bike.
Oh, man.
Man.
It's unclear how long the abuse had been going on, but the accused pervert told investigators she was given the boy's number by his mother in December.
He was old enough to have his own phone?
Invited the teacher to
a lot of kids have their phones.
Afton Alps for winter break. So that's where are they from? Afton Alps is Minneapolis.
Wisconsin.
Okay.
The story happened in Wisconsin.
That was the same month.
He needs some help in the schoolwork. Right. She gave him the number. I got it.
Bergman became engaged to Hickman. So she was talking to the 10-year-old and getting engaged to the dude at the same time, according to her social media.
She got his phone number in crayon?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of phones here, this woman got an unsolicited a D pic from a dude, and she was pissed. So I don't know how she got it, but she said she was a I mean, we slid into her DMs and sent her a D pic, I guess. I don't know. But apparently she's said how there's a red spot on your lower pelvis there, you should get checked. That looks pretty. There's something wrong with that. She lied to the guy and said he had some stuff going on. Just swore. Elbow shit.
Oh, I thought this was going to be one of those real helpful stories where, in fact, he had something wrong.
No. That happened with that dude from that house show, the Christina and the dude, they broke up.
Oh, yeah.
He had some kind of goiter or something going
Tarek.
On.
Tarek.
Yeah, Tarek. He had a lump about 4 or 5 years ago. He had a lump on his throat, and a viewer saw it. Yeah. No, this girl just messed with him because unsolicited dink pic. Said that you should get that checked. That looks really dangerous. That might spread. So there, ladies, when you get an unsolicited dink pic, get back to the guy that way.
Oh, yeah. When a spot...
I see a lump on your nuts.
She tried to tell him a little spot on his belly. When a spot in that position doesn't itch, it means it's likely spreading poison, what we call silently.
Oh, mess with him right away, too.
Yeah, she told him she had a degree in dermatology, and he just bought it.
Well, why wouldn't you?
The fact that you haven't noticed being bitten or scratched is even more concerning. This could well mean it's coming from further within your body. Oh, yeah, she had him all on the hook.
Man, that's crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know. Yes.
Well, you don't do that.
Don't do that.
Unsolicited dink pics. Push has told me more than once, you know, to stop sending him stuff.
No, I didn't.
Right.
Well, they're technically solicited. You're right. So it doesn't matter.
It's implied consent.
It's implied solicitation, whatever we call that, right?
Oh, God. I think she went so far, if I'm reading this right, to convince him that he may have even had the bubonic plague.
Oh my God!
Nice.
If you're paranoid at all, like most people are, a little paranoid. I know I'm a hypochondriac to a point. That's gonna freak you out, man.
Did we hear from the dude?
No, I think he went away.
No, just some dink pic.
But he sent her like further photos, then covering up his dink.
To see if she could check it out.
To further try to diagnose what was going on his big old gut.
We don't know if he had a gut.
No, you do. The photo's right here.
Oh, there's a photo of the guy? I didn't know that.
There's screenshots.
So he didn't even have a flat pelvis dink.
No, he's got a big old gut. Yeah. He had no reason to be sending anybody dink pics.
You shouldn't send unsolicited dink pics, but wouldn't it be nice to have that confidence? A big fat dude just, hey, dude.
I know, the fat.
Check this out.
Yeah, I get if you got this, you know, flat stomach and a pelvis and whole, you know, whatever. That
right, your Tom
stuff
Brady.
Hot stuff always talks about, right.
The initial.
Oh, Tom Brady had so much work done on his face. It's crazy, especially they were showing those old photos of him.
Yeah.
Granted, he got money, and he was a good-looking guy to begin with, but the all the stuff he's got done with his face, they made jokes about that, too.
Yeah.
His jawline is...
It's all
extreme.
New. It's all new. You see the picture? Look at the picture they put up when Bert and Segura up there of Brady holding the football, probably early 20s.
Yeah.
And
they say it was the gayest thing they've
Segura
ever seen.
Segura goes, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen. Segura was
I like that
funny,
they kept
man.
Taking shots at his trainer, dude, for turning him into a whack job.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Belichick even. He said it was, you know, people said
did
me
you,
and Tom
did you
used
see Edelman?
To. Oh, yeah.
Because Edelman nailed him, for the trainer.
But,
yeah,
Belichick's line about, you know, people said we used to butt heads, but it's hard to butt heads with Tom when his head's so far up Alex Guerrero's ass.
It's just weird to have, like, a guru with you, you know? Because guru is sucking money from you. That's all they're doing. You know, that's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Making themselves,
Edelman's line was something about just turning him into, that's the guy that just turned him into a whack job.
Yeah. Yeah, total whack. He used to be a regular dude. Yeah. Whack job. I love all the Giselle stuff, though, man.
Ron Burgundy leaned into that hard.
They were before that. They were all just ripping them about Giselle, and it was Hart right in the beginning does this whole bit about that the guy she's banging now could kick his ass because he's a didn't you realize you sent him to take jiu-jitsu lessons? You know, she's gonna bang him. They just went off on her, and I'm thinking that he got a call. He's going to have to deal with her because they went off on Giselle, and rightly so. She's a public figure, so who cares, right?
You had to know that was going to happen.
I know, but she has to. She know damn well she was not happy when she sees those things, and she's going to go with the Brady. Brady's going to say, well, we're not together anymore, so who cares? Yeah. Right. Except he's got to deal with it.
And she still makes more than him, so it's not even – she's not even getting checks.
They're both
from
loaded.
Him.
They're both loaded. That's beside the point.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Yeah.
But that was always the story, that she made tons more than him.
Oh, yeah. Supermodel.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know about he's pulling in, he's probably worth $100 million now at least by himself, you know.
No, but she's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I
she's
know.
Been a supermodel for a long, long time.
Your face fades though, and Brady's.
Well, his doesn't. Make,
his won't fade, right? Exactly. Mr. Skin later on. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.